Hey folks, Dan Frew here. We are watching live the Federal Reserve. Now, we're not going to watch him and do this whole thing because he'll be on there for at least 45 minutes, maybe to an hour. He's going to answer a lot of questions for people. And you're going to watch what we want to focus in on is, I'll keep coming back to this. This is the MBS market here. Let's refresh it. There's thousands of people watching this right now. But here's what's happening in the MBS market. This is mortgage bond. And as you guys follow my channel daily, you know that when the price of the bond goes up, rates come down. Well, right through here is when the Federal Reserve announced what they're going to do, and it took a big leap up, and now it's coming back down. So what's going to happen right now, basically behind the scenes, is Federal Chairman Powell, he's going to come out and tell us kind of what they've done. And I summarized it. I watched the video. I read all the notes. Trust me, guys, I got all your homework right. I don't know if you can see it. Right through here. So I took all the notes down, but we want to focus in on the dot plot because we knew this time they weren't going to come in and really do anything. But we wanted to focus in on and get the guidance that they have. Like, what's their thoughts on inflation and jobs and the tariffs and all these other things? So I kept note of this. There's going to be probably you're going to hear more and more things about stagflation, meaning growth is increasing, but inflation just can't keep a lid on that. So what they did is the Federal Reserve came out and they didn't do anything with interest rates. We predicted that. They did come out with the dot plot. I'm going to show you that. We had kind of, I found it behind the scenes kind of. I'm going to show you where the dot plot's going to take us. Because what you're going to start seeing at this point, you're going to see the headlines reading this. Fed holds rates steady, stays on track for two cuts in 2025. And you're sitting here thinking, okay, two cuts, they didn't do anything now. They're really not projected to do anything here in the near future because in 41 days they're going to meet again. What are they going to do? If you scroll down and look at the probabilities, well, the federal funds rate right now is 4.25 to 4.5. You're seeing that right through here. And to prove that to you, let's get over to the, here's what the Federal Reserve monitors. And we're going to go through each one of these because I'm going to break it down what they expect these things to go to and why they really didn't do anything with the rates just yet. But they are predicting two rate cuts. But right through here, here's the federal funds rate. And this is the interest rate the Federal Reserve controls. Okay, this is it. They don't really have a direct impact on your car loans and credit cards. This is short-term lending, but short-term lending for banks. So if a bank needs funds, they can lend money from other, they can get money from other banks, and basically that's the rate they charge. So when the bank's prices or rates go up, intermingling, they're going to increase the rates to us as well. So they'll increase short-term rates like credit card rates, car loans, personal loans, and things like that. Mortgage rates are tied to bonds. So we're going to take a little bit of a deeper dive into the bond market here shortly, but I just want to go through some of the notes. These are the things the Federal Reserve said about these numbers that are coming up, and there wasn't really much change in their verbiage. They continue to say, let's go to my notes. Okay, so here's what their notes read. The economy, they said it's solid. That was basically their terminology. Jobs are okay right now. They haven't fallen off a cliff, and the jobs unemployment rate is staying sticky right through here. And they had no mention of it. They have no indications of this going up, but they're saying it's basically an okay jobs market right now. Then they're saying on the GDP, we had a negative 0.2 last time, but they're saying it is going to, well, actually the GDP year over year was supposed to be between 2 and 4%. It depends on what analyst you watch, but they just came out today and they expect the GDP to be at 1.4 for this year. So this won't be negative, this will be positive. So if you look at it, you're saying inflation's at 2.1, they want this at 2. You have an unemployment rate, it's usually like around 4%. Well, it's 4.2, that's not bad. And you have GDP at 1.4, nothing crazy, but it's also on track. So that's why they're saying, well, we don't know what's going to happen with tariffs. We don't know what's going to happen with the big, blue, beautiful bill. We now don't know what's going to happen with Israel and Iran, because if we get involved in that, it's going to be a complete mess. It's going to drive up oil prices and all kind of things, and it's going to be bad. So normally what people do is when they see war or war on the horizon, they'll usually flee to safety. And this is the odd piece right now. So we have the Federal Reserve coming in saying, well, they're going to cut rates two more times, and I'm going to get to the dot plot here in a second. But then you have other situations where you have, okay, we have high inflation, the Federal Reserve is supposed to reduce that, but you also have stagnant growth that they're saying, inflation saying a little bit higher than expected. So you're thinking, okay, well, why would they not cut rates, or why would they cut rates? So that's the dilemma. But then you also see in the dot plot we'll get to in a second, they're still showing, and it's a wide spread here, and I'm going to show you that as well on where they expect rates to be. Because when I read this article right through here, Fed holds rates steady, says on track for two rate cuts, I'm like, well, how much time do they have left? Because if you go back to our calendar when the Federal Reserve's meeting, well, they're meeting, well, they met in June and they didn't do anything. So 100% chance this wasn't going to move. Now we have in July, well, they're saying there's an 81% chance the Federal Reserve's not going to cut there. Well, it's going to be between September, October, and December. There's going to be two rate cuts. So this is what they're expecting. So let's go to the dot plot and see if this matches up. So it might be a little bit hard to read. Let's see if I can bring this in a little bit for us. Okay, so here's what we're looking at. 2025, here's the dot plot. What you're seeing over through here is the federal funds rate right through here. Okay? And again, it's at 4.25 to 4.5. There's a spread when they basically indicate this. So it's any dots that are kind of in here. All right. So what they're saying now after the June meeting, well, seven people said they expect rates to go down to 4.25. So maybe this would be 4 to 4.25. I'm assuming they're looking at that sell there. But then you have eight people down here at 3.75. That means there would be two rate cuts. So is there truly two rate cuts in the cards? I don't know. Eight people are saying yes, and seven people are saying no, and there's four people kind of undecided, and this one's a little bit lower, and this one's a little bit lower. So I'm expecting that's probably where people are looking, okay, this is going to kind of moderate right into this range here. So again, what we have to learn is just because the Federal Reserve cut rates, well, it doesn't mean mortgage rates are going to go over. So let's go to a little economics teaching that we have. So the basically the economics behind this, let's go to the bond market. So mortgages are created, or mortgage rates are created from a mortgage bond, the yields of a mortgage bond. So I'll explain how bonds work briefly for you. So if you're new to the channel, you understand this. Because when you're looking at the 10-year treasury, a lot of times, let's refresh our screen. Let's go back to here and just go back there. Let's refresh our screen real quick. And I want to show you, here's the 10-year treasury. All right, so when you're looking at the 10-year treasury, we want yields to come down. We want yields to come down on all rates. But right through here, here's what you're seeing right now. It gives you a 4.375. That is an interest rate. Okay, it says 10-year treasury, 4.375. But if you go over here, it says the MBS 5.5 is trading at 99.18. That's odd. Well, this is the price of the bond. Okay, so how we monitor this of what's going on is if the price of the bond goes up, rates are coming down. Let me explain how this works. And it's the same way the other way. If the price goes down, rates are going to go up. Let's say, for example, and I use this example all the time, so bear with me a second. We have a mortgage bond. Okay, a bond always has a par price. So the par price is going to be $100. So whoever's holding that bond at maturity and they hand it in, they're going to get $100. Okay, so let me show you how if I pay a lower price, the yield is higher than if I pay a higher price, showing you how this price thing works. So let's say, for example, I pay $50 for that bond. Okay, I give you $50, I get the bond. When that bond matures, I hand it in and I get $100 back. That was the par price. So what was my rate of return? What was the yield? Well, the yield was 100%. I doubled my money. Well, let's flip it around a little bit. Let's drive that price way high. Let's just say $100, kind of make the example kind of stupid. I'll give you $100 today. You give me my bond. Okay, not today, but back in the past. And then I paid $100 for that bond. So when it comes to maturity, I come to you and I hand you over the bond and you give me $100 back. So I gave you $100. You gave me $100 back from my bond. What was my rate of return? Zero. So do you see how if the price goes up, yields or rates come down? So we focus on here, and there's been a huge disconnect between the 10-year treasury and the MBS market. That's why I always say, people, if you have one tool at your disposal, kind of pay attention to what's going on with the 10-year treasury, because you'll have an indication of what would be going on with mortgage rates. But it's not connected precisely right now. In the past, what would happen is, if you ask anybody 20 years ago what the 30-year fixed rate would be, they're like, oh, the 10-year treasury is at 4.3. We're going to add about 1.7 to that. That's about the equation of it. There was a spread of 1.7, not 1.75%, but to make it easy, we'll go 1.7. So the rate would be 4.3 plus 1.7. The mortgage rate would be 6% today. And that's how it would usually work. But if you did that in today's market, you'd see the same thing. 4.3 plus 1.75 would put you at 6.125, basically. Let's go over to the 30-year rate. It's 6.875. So it's 75 basis points, three quarters higher. That's the risk premium built in because of tariffs, the big, beautiful tax bill, all the wars going on. I won't even mention them because they're all over the place now. We have unrest in this country and everything else. So that is the risk premium people put on these, because when you're in uncertain times and you're like, okay, what do I do with my money? Well, most of the time you put it in bonds. But the problem with bonds right now is the Federal Reserve, because if the Federal Reserve comes around and does something crazy, and let's say you buy a bond today, and and you need to put it in a short-term investment. So you put it in the bond. Well, what might happen is the price of that bond might crash, driving up yields because of all the uncertainties, and you'll lose money. Well, you lose money if you have to turn in your bond early. And that's what a lot of investors would do. They would put their money in a treasury at maybe 4 or 5%. They would sit it there because rates really didn't change much. So then what would happen is they would trade it in the next day or 2 days or 3 days later, kind of get any returns that they got, the 4% or whatever, and they would move their money back in the stock market or cryptocurrencies and things like that. But what's happened is the Federal Reserve, and with the tariffs and the tax and everything else, there's so much uncertainty that the investors aren't even moving their money into the bond market. So if you can get in, look at it this way too. If you look at a lot of the bonds, let's just go to treasury yields. Sorry about that. I didn't have this up, but I'll just go into treasury yields. I'm going to show you how the treasury yields are right now. Bonds. Let's see if this will give it to us in a simple to read form. Okay. So hopefully you can see this. Look at this. You can buy a 3-month bond right now, and you can get a yield at 4.33%. And this is no risk. So if you're an investor, why, put your money into this, and you're okay, and you'll get a 4.3% return. Or here's what investors look at as well. Well, or do I want to invest? Look at how this doesn't make sense. And this is kind of with where we were previously on the inverted yield curve. You can invest your money for 3 months and get 4.3%. Or you can invest your money for 5 years and get 3.9%. Well, this shouldn't be this way. Usually when you have short term, here, let's go to a yield curves. And I want to show you how the yield curve works, if I can get it on this one. Hopefully this will give us a nice chart. Maybe not. Let's see if I can find another one. But the yield curve is interesting. And this is why a lot of times it doesn't make any sense for you to do an adjustable rate mortgage, because when you have an inverted yield curve, it's hard to do. But basically what the inverted yield curve means is when short-term rates, like we're seeing right over through here, where was it again? Oh, we were over there. It's basically when the short-term rates are higher than long-term rates. It doesn't make any sense, and that's what we're seeing in this market. So that's why a lot of times right through here, the spread is, about a year ago, the adjustable rate mortgage was actually higher than the 30-year fix, which made no sense, and that's what we call the inverted yield curve. So if you guys have any questions, I'd love to answer anything that you have, but Federal Chairman Powell, he's still speaking. The good news is if we're going to monitor the bond market here just for a little bit, look, there's a lot of people that are getting into the, watching these charts. Let's get back to it. We got to refresh once again. Let's do that real fast so we can see where the 10-year. So the good news right now, we're going to continue to watch this and monitor this. Hopefully you followed my lead over the last couple of days. I've had a lot of people reaching out and saying, Dan, should we lock into prior to this? Because, last time the Federal Reserve came in and they dropped rates, interest rates spiked. Back in September of 2024, Federal Reserve came in and cut rates. That within 10 days, rates went from 6.2% almost to 7% in 10 days. That's one of the biggest moves I've ever seen. So a lot of people are reluctant right now. And they're like, what should we do? So that's why I'm trying to give you as much details as I can. I don't know your situation, but And this is why I also do what I do. So let me just briefly explain to you guys what I do if you don't follow me on a daily basis. I'm actually a federally licensed mortgage loan officer. I work at a federal bank. That's my living. I do these videos just, I used to advertise. I was on Christian radio in Chicago for about 15 years. And during COVID, I had to stop doing that because obviously the radio station was shut down. So what I did is I started podcasting and YouTubing all my data. And the data went pretty darn good. So I advertise on YouTube now, but I'm a loan officer. Unique thing about our bank though, we have a slogan. It's one application, one credit pool. We'll shop your loan over 30 different lenders. How do we do that? Well, basically the bank that I work with or at is we're set up with 32 other lenders to help you guys. So when you're out there, you know, trying to navigate, you know, who's got the best rate, I got to put in five applications and get quotes from everybody. You know, let us do it for you. I'll give you all my information at the end of this video. I just wanted to give you that little promo. So, you know, those that really don't know what I do, that's what I do. And I've been doing this for 35 years, I want to say. And I got a birthday coming up this Saturday. I'll be 60 years old. So I've been doing this most of my life. So that's what I do for a living. I don't try to, you know, shock and all you guys to say, hey, you got to buy a house or the world's crashing or everything. Every once in a while, I do get a little bit crazy with those titles. I might say, you know, crashing and whatever. I'm trying to stay away from those. But sometimes I just need to grab people's attention and say, hey, folks, you know, this is what's going on. So that's what we're seeing right now. So the good news is, as federal chairman talks, he is going to say a lot of things. So what I'll do is I'm actually going back to visit my mother. She's in West Virginia and I'm in Chicago. So I'll be driving the rest of tonight to go visit her. I'm going to be with her tomorrow. Friday, I'll be back live to show you guys what's going on in the market. I will be in West Virginia, actually where the Nippon Steel and the U.S. Steel merger just took place. I'm going to try to give you videos of what my town looks like. And a lot of people live where I grew up, believe it or not. It's just about 45 minutes south of Pittsburgh, and it's a wonderful town. Great. I mean, it's housing's nice, education's pretty good, property taxes are good. It's a lot of people from Pittsburgh kind of commute back and forth. But let's go back through and just recap this. Let's see how the markets are doing right now. I'm not going to give you that feed, but let's see how the Dow Jones and the equity markets are doing right across the board. Cryptocurrency's getting hammered today for some reason, and it must just be here. Wow, what's going on with this? There's a delay. So stock market was up about 100 and some points right before this. S&P the same way. So we got the indices across the board up. We have the VIX. Actually, this is fantastic news. The VIX is down 6% to 20. We need this down about to 12 to 13. As this rises, what you see here, folks, is you just go to here, you can see right through here, this is the anxiety on Wall Street. The higher this number, the more these things are going to change. Okay, because if, you know, if this number's at 30, 32, we had 60 about a year ago. It was the carry trade. That's when you saw the market drop 1,100 points in one day. So any news that gets brought to the economy, check this out, because the higher this number, the more magnification it's going to do to here, the bigger the jump you're going to see through there. So that's pretty good right there, right through here. Watch Chow. He says central banks well positioned to wait before moving on rates again. So the Federal Reserve is kind of out of the equation now. You're going to continue to see Donald Trump or President Trump just bash the Fed. I kind of feel bad for the Fed right now, because I would have to be in their camp just to say, you know, we're going to wait for all these things to really transpire, because we don't know how all this is going to, you know, pan out. So that's what I'm thinking through there. So to recap it, mortgage rates, let's refresh it one more time. I thought this would get to 6.85 today. We might be there, because we're up now down 12 ticks. So now when you start reading these captions, Federal Reserve holds steady on track for two cuts. You know, it's not a given two cuts. There's a lot of discrepancy between there's 7 votes at 4.25 and then there's 8 votes at 3.75. So we're going to see, but the consensus vote is we are coming down from where we are. That's good news there. But again, hopefully from the lesson you guys learned today, pay attention a lot currently to what's going on with the 10-year treasury, because that'll give you more indications of where mortgage rates are going if you don't have access to the MBS. If you don't have access to the MBS, just stay tuned. Yours truly every day. I'd love to help in any way I can. So that's it. Federal Reserve, here's what we're looking through across the board. Like I said, the economy's pretty good. They're staying, you know, they're saying that the inflation will stay in check. Let me go and see if I missed any of my notes. So they said jobs, okay. Inflation, it's elevated, but we're just waiting for all the elements to come by. GDP for 2025 is supposed to come in at 1.4. Here's an anomaly. They're expecting, and here's what I don't understand from this. They're expecting the PCE, The inflation number that the Federal Reserve puts the most weight in, they're expecting it to go from 2.5 to 3.1 in this year, I think. So I don't know if they'd be cutting rates if they're expecting inflation or the PCE, the inflation to go up. Kind of a head scratcher there. But they're saying, my final notes read, they're expecting the federal funds rate to be right about 3.9% right through here, and we're at 4.25 to 4.5. So yeah, there is a quarter to point to a half a point coming out of this mix. When it's going to happen, only you're going to know. So getting back to it, folks, what I try to do, here's what I try to do for you. I can't predict rates. I don't know, you know, a lot of things that are going on. I don't even know what's going on with your home prices. All I want you to understand, and why visit me on a daily basis, is just so you can have a little more understanding on real estate, how to get data, how you can reach out maybe to even me to kick the tires to see, do you qualify? Do you qualify to buy that first home? Do you qualify for an investment property? Are you self-employed? If you are, we got a lot of programs for you. That's why we're set up with over 30 different lenders, is to help you navigate, you know, how to get the best rate out there. Plus, a lot of times I've had realtors, actually I had two realtors call me today, and they kind of have unique properties, and they're like, can you help us get financing for this? Because if you can, I'll let the buyers know, any potential buyers, so they can come directly to you. These are all the things that we can help you with. We have non-QM programs. We can do DSCR loans. Those are for investor properties. If you own a business, we can do bank statement loans. We have a ton of products here to help you. So if you want to find out more about me and my team, just go to therateupdate.com. Here's my website. We keep adding to this daily. If you are a homeowner currently, and you know rates kind of dip up and down, and you keep missing on that, you know, when can you exactly lock in that rate? Let me make it a little bit simpler for you. We created a tool right here. If you're a homeowner, just go into the Rate Watch, and just go to refinance. Okay, it's going to click you over to here. What you'll do is just watch this video. What you'll do is put in your mortgage information, just your value and the rate, and it'll come to me. We created a spreadsheet for this that me personally is going to watch this. So as soon as the rate hits exactly where you want it to be this time, you won't miss out on that refinance, because we'll get you locked in and we'll get the paperwork started. We also just announced last week, we got this new program. It's the One Down program. So if you're a home buyer right now, see if you qualify for this. It's not just for first time home buyers. If you're a home buyer right now, you might qualify for up to $7,000 in grants. This program is set up with a first time home buyer program, or you're buying another property, or it's going to be your primary residency. You might qualify for the 3% down program. We're going to give you 2% of the 3% in a grant. You don't have to pay it back. No lien against the property. One of the best programs out there right now, because almost all the down payment programs, they kind of went away with the new administration coming in. So this one just popped out, and this is going like gangbusters. So I just, the other day, actually, I did two approvals in the morning, and I already had one contract that afternoon based on this program. So if you need help there as well, please visit that website or that video, but go to my YouTube channel if you would. I got 3,000 videos, over 3,000 videos to help you guys out. So these are some of the ones that we use to help people maneuver through the way. But that's our report, folks. So right now, the ending of, well, MBSs are only down 8 ticks right now, so it is giving back a little bit of where it jumped up earlier, but no really game changer. But when I do post next time, I'll give you an update on what the federal, you know, how things reacted from there. But still across the board, we got equities up, the VIX down. Let's see what oil's doing. Oil's up, man. If this hits 80, the inflation numbers are going to be, you're going to start ticking up. Crypto, I think, is getting killed too. No, not as bad. It's at 104,000. So that's it for today, folks. I will be leaving after this, so there will be no closing bell for the day. You got it right here. Basically, the markets are just flat as a pancake, kind of, and that's, I'll take that as good news, because we didn't know how this was going to go. But for those that hopefully held out and didn't lock in on my recommendations, you have the MBS market. You didn't lose any ground anywhere, so you're good. You might even picked up a little bit of credits, because the shorter the duration of lock you need, the better that rate is as well. So if you're confused with any of this stuff that I've mentioned, please feel free to just reach out to us at therateupdate.com. Happy to help in any way. Thanks for watching, guys. God bless, and I'll see you hopefully Friday live from West Virginia. Take care. Have a fantastic day, and if we can help you at all, please visit us.